welcome to Two Old Guys on the Back Porch. I am Steve Scotch, and we have the lovely and talented Cat. That's C-A-T, serving nothing but aces. Cat, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? We can be found on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and all your premier podcast platforms. We also can be found on Facebook and Instagram. And if you found either one of us on TikTok, as TikTok's still a thing, you might find one of us there. Okay, we're going to shout out two towns that have been listening to us. One, the first one is Thetford, Vermont. The town was created in August 17, 1761, by the Royal Charter of George III of Britain, issued to the Governor Benning Winford of New Hampshire. Why is it in New Hampshire if it's freaking Vermont? Who knows? Our other town is Boulder, Colorado. Boulder's known for its flat iron mountain formations, active outdoor lifestyle, extensive hiking and biking trails, vibrant craft beer, and farm-to-table culinary. It was also titled the America's Happiest City. Giving y'all a round of applause.
All right. Alcohol is all over the back porch. I have some good news. I don't drink anymore. On the other hand, I don't drink any less. Today, I'm doing shots of one of my favorite bourbons. It's Blanton's. I scored a bottle of Blanton's, believe it or not. Elbowed the old bourbon hunters at the liquor store. Tracked right through them and grabbed the Blanton's and ran. Distilled in Buffalo Trace and, of course, Kentucky. Chasing it with that good old Mountain Dew. Cat, what you got?
I have a local favorite, Bold Rock Cider.
That's you, baby.
That's
you like
you.
It. It's
I love a cider.
Cider is coming in. Apples are coming in. It's all about the apples and the cider. Summer, go the beep away.
No kidding.
All right, why do we keep ruining a reputation? Why do by we, I mean Americans, us here in the divided states of America, why do we keep screwing up everything we touch? We can't leave shit alone. I've never seen anything like it. Leave stuff alone, okay? Restaurants. Say you have a restaurant that serves good food, good service. And then bam, in comes corporate. They show up, change everything, and now you have a restaurant that sucks. All right, example, we have a sports bar out here called Glory Days. Maybe you have one in your area. Cat and I have been to this thing, what, 100 times?
For 20 years at least.
We were going there like once a month. We went there a couple months ago, and things have changed. And let's see. Usually the staff would wear athletic shirts. They could wear whatever, as long as it was some sports team. All of a sudden, everybody's got these like blue polos on with Glory Days on the side. And then we look, and all the stoners had got fired, evidently, because it was a whole new staff. Now, I don't know if they were selling weed out the back, if they were skimming off the top of the bar, but everybody got whacked, and it was a whole new bunch in there. So, let's see. Glory Days, let's see. I found out that two losers out of Florida bought the franchise that Kat and I will not be returning to. We sit down. We got served. Was it cold food, raw food? I don't know what it was. The whole thing, the whole vibe, right? It just flipped.
Right. So there was a lack of attention to detail.
A restaurant we've been to 100 times, walk in the door, and now it's all. Cracker Barrel, in case you've lived under a rock the last month or two, they've been in the Cracker Barrel. Cat and I don't care. Okay, let me tell you right now. Cracker Barrel is good for one thing. Cat and I went downtown, saw a band, drank too much, and now we need to sober up. That's the only good thing about Cracker Barrel. That's what
we hit on the way back from the hotel after the night out.
It's bacon and eggs and some Advil. That's all that place is good for. Now, Cracker Barrel, they've been in news for making changes to its brand, and the loyal customers are not happy. Okay. Look, Cracker Barrel, they changed the logo. Okay. Who gives a damn if some old guy, what was he, leaning on a barrel or sitting in a chair or something?
Yeah, I was a cracker leaning on a barrel.
Who gives a damn? And then it was talk of changing the gift shop.
Well, it was, they were getting rid of all the crap, that's old shit that was on the walls, and like painting everything white.
Oh, I don't know.
And changing the inside to make it a little more up to date.
I mean, if I can't get a sweatshirt with Reba McEntire's face on it for $38, I'm going to be pissed. I like the old school candy they had in there.
Yeah, the candy school.
Do not get rid of that.
Yeah, but the freaking, you know, like the Halloween and Christmas decor, that shit is expensive.
All right, screw all that. Okay, Cracker Barrel, where they screwed up is when the food went downhill. Okay, let's be real. Kat and I visited the local Cracker Barrel. Well, it was earlier this year, right?
It was the I-95 Cracker Barrel.
That, well, all of them are off. They strategically put all the Cracker Barrels 1.5 miles off of every major highway. It was smart. Me and Kat go in there. What's my favorite thing? The something casserole.
Yeah.
What's
Did
it
you like the casserole I made last night?
It was better than theirs. What is it? The potato, what's it called? Hash brown.
Hash brown casserole. See, I call it funeral potatoes. And of course, all your cousins looked at me like I had lost my mind.
Boom.
That's what you bring to a funeral.
All of it was disgusting. Me and Kat hadn't been in there in a year or two. And this was before the blow up, right? Before the logo store change blow up. Went in there. The only thing we could eat was like the biscuits, right? The rest of it was disgusting. So I don't know. Cracker Barrel, get your shit together. You know, again, leave it alone. Just leave it alone.
Well, I think it's one of those. Their demographic is dying off. Just like,
oh, good call. Because see, the parking lot wasn't full when we went. It was crickets in there.
And it's like that. Who has Red Lobster? I think some of their demographic is dying.
That
off.
Is a very good call. I didn't think about it. See, 30-year-olds are not about going into these janks. They're not into that. They're DoorDash and
they
shit.
They want that charcuterie board. They want that cheese. They want.
They're cooking at home.
They're cooking at
home.
They
got a Blackstone. We're getting one. All right, Kat, now here's another example. We like to stroll to the casino every now and then. Hit the casino up the road, MGM National Harbor Casino in Maryland. It's like 80 miles north of the back porch. Me and Kat had, what, several great trips there,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
And then, bam, they fucked with it. They messed with it. They couldn't leave it alone. We go in there, the table games went from 15 to 25 bones to play blackjack, roulette, restaurants closed. We got charged for shit we didn't buy. The whole vibe of the thing just changed. Why? I don't know. Because we can't leave shit alone. Sports. I'm not going to go on for days about sports, but I could. Sports used to be, let's say, an escape for like the regular working man. Just come home from work, grab a beer, watch a baseball, football game. Those days are over. You cut on a sporting event now, it's all about betting. Bet, 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 bet. You got to bet it. Why are you? It's no good to watch it unless you bet on it. Advertising, commercial after commercial. We're hyping up overrated, aging athletes, trying to create rivalries that just don't exist. The fixing of sporting events across the board is insane. Why? Because we can't leave shit alone.
I mean, I mean, the world is changing, and you have to change with it, but I don't think you have to change everything.
That's a good point. You're going to say, well, Steve's an old guy. He wants to stick with the old ways. That's not me. Not me. I will bounce with something new in a minute. Kitty Cat knows that. Stay ahead of the game. But messing with stuff that works, leave it the fuck alone. Here in the America, man, we're getting a bad rep, like across the board. Is it greed?
It's greed. We just signed a bill, or they're trying to sign a bill and pass it and get everything going. It's going to give most of the wealth of the United States to the billionaires.
I don't know. It's greed. It's ignorance. You know, who's at the top now?
Some de-evolution going on.
The Devo's here. Who's at the top now making these decisions? The boomers, right? The baby boomers they're an easy target. They're rude, self-important.
Still thinking about that YMCA. Back in the day.
Globally, across the world right now, we are considered a disaster.
Oh, it's a complete disaster.
We've ruined relationships with just about every continent and country across the board.
We haven't even made it through this first year with the situation, and I think I'm going to end up arrested by the end of it.
Look, we could be so much better, but again, the rep is... it's going down the tubes. It is getting worse. All right, let's roll right into One Tough Awesome Lady. Let's see who we got this week. Ooh, it's Sally Ride. Born in 1951 from Encino, California. Sally Ride was the first American woman to do what, Kat? Inner space.
Inner space.
Third overall female. The Russians...
The first American woman in space.
Yeah, the Russians beat us to it. Sally was also the youngest American to have flown in space at the age of 32. Very smart lady, BS in physics, a BA in English Lit, master's of science degree at Stanford. Okay, Sally, very smart. Check this out. Sally Ride saw an article in the Stanford Daily that stated NASA was recruiting a group of astronauts for the space shuttle and wanted to recruit women. How about that? An ad in the Stanford Daily, in the paper. She became one of 208 finalists. She ended up in the, let's see. The field kind of narrowed down. They narrowed
right.
it down.
There was
a little
like
at a
there
time.
Was like 10 of them, I think.
Right, and then she ended up as one of the 7 astronauts to enter space in the space shuttle Challenger.
Mm-hmm.
Sally.
She wasn't on the disaster one. Just letting you know.
The what? She was.
She was not.
Oh yeah, there's a story about how she didn't end up on that.
And there's a great documentary I watched this year called Sally. I think you can find it probably on Hulu. It was National Geographic Explored. Her life and everything she went through. And it was a lot of sexism and, you know.
She was gay.
She was gay. But
at the beginning, she was married.
At the beginning, she was married. Yeah. But then she, you know, had this one friend and just could not, who lived in Atlanta, was constantly going back and forth from California
like her.
And Texas to Atlanta to be with her. I mean, if you have to be honest about who you really are at some point in your life. And Sally Ride was honest, you know. And it's a great documentary about everything they did for women's sports. They were very much into the, they had both had been tennis players and very much in the Virginia Slims promoting like women's tennis.
I remember that back in the day.
You know, and of course, unfortunately, Sally has left us. She had a very grueling cancer diagnosis. And, you know, and at the time, she and her partner, of course, at that time, could not marry. But, of course, everyone treated her as her partner, you know. But they were, you know, gay marriage was not a thing yet. So, but It's a really good documentary.
Awesome
called
lady.
Sally.
So smart, this lady. And to think that she answered an ad.
Right.
And ended up being.
Well, you can remember, you know, she's a little older than us. Yeah, how captivated a lot of us were going to.
Back then, it was. Going into space back then. Kat's bringing up a very good point. When we were kids, it was like, it was a big deal. It was on, everybody stopped to watch this on television.
Right. And I remember my family took one trip to Florida. It was a big trip because my parents were not into vacationing much because they were hardworking people.
Running a company.
Running a company, running a farm, doing this, doing that. And we got to go to the Space Center there in Florida. And I had a jumpsuit. I had a denim jumpsuit.
Woo! It had Sally Ride right
No,
here
it
the
did
pocket.
Not. Sally Ride was not a thing yet. I was early 70s.
I forgot about the jumpsuit. Bring it back.
It was a cute little denim. And
oh,
I
baby,
loved
I
that
bet
thing.
You look great. I need a pic of that. Little blonde hair bouncing on the jumpsuit. Yeah.
But everybody was, you remember, we would all, back in the day, we would all sit there and watch.
I know,
the
it just seems like now it's kind of just whatever.
You know, a little on this phone. We went to the moon. When did that happen on my phone?
That's a very good point. All right. In popular culture, Sally Ride has had a Barbie doll in her likeness. Lego. Yes, Lego featured a mini figure of Sally Ride in its Women of NASA collection. Here's a good one. In the movie Valley Girl, Sally Ride is referred to as the first woman astronaut and a Valley Girl.
Woo! She was a California girl.
In 2013, when we had a real president, Barack Obama, he presented Sally with the Presidential Medal of Honor. And that makes Sally Ride one tough, awesome lady. We didn't watch anything.
We watched something, and this was pretty good. It's a two-part documentary on Charlie Sheen on Netflix entitled
Charlie Sheen. What's
yes.
That
well, AKA Charlie Sheen premiered this month. candid interviews with Sheen and members his family and Denise Richards and John Cryer and
all the people he treated bad
and his third wife Brooke, who is still apparently has addiction issues.
All the hookers, drug dealers, and
but see, you're saying that, but he has given up drugs since 2017. That's quite a time ago. That's a good, you know. Not everybody saw the other side of that. And it's
how old is he?
He's let's see, he's 1965, so he's like a
their
year.
Age, yeah.
You're younger than us, maybe. You're younger than you. Anyway, I thought it was a really good documentary. I mean, it even brought up freaking Heidi Fleiss. Remember Heidi Fleiss, the madam?
She was garbage.
Well, he visited. He had to roll on her because he said that they would prosecute him. Anyway, if you don't know anything about Charlie Sheen, and they it was cool. They grew up in Malibu before Malibu was celebrity and beach houses
right,
and this.
Right, right.
They was just a regular place back in the 60s. You know, and Martin was he started out.
His dad, he was in an awesome family.
Right.
Let's be real.
Right.
Okay.
And
smart.
It's, you know. They had
talented
interviews from his oldest brother, Ramon. It's a really good documentary, and it kind of goes through everything that he went through. And one of the people in his life, which he has got to thank his stars, she is in his life, is Denise Richards.
Really?
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Because even though
they stuck with him through all the garbage.
All the garbage.
And the movie Major League.
Well, I mean... Even as an ex-wife, she has been. There was a point where he was on drugs. Brooks was on drugs. Remember, they had two sons that were twins. Somebody had to take those kids in. Otherwise,
right.
Social
right.
services would have come and took those kids.
Right.
Denise stepped up and took those kids for a year.
I didn't know that.
I mean, he's had his issues.
He's come a long way.
You know, it's interesting trying to see everything that he went through, and he's still seeing the other side.
The thing about Charlie is he owns it. You got to give him that. He of all the stuff he did, drugs, hookers, whatever.
He had HIV.
Yeah. He owns it. He's not ashamed of it. He didn't back down. He doesn't lie, cheat, or he's like, hey, I freaking did it.
And the other person I think that really is Martin Sheen, his dad.
Very awesome actor, talented man.
He you know, you just feel for him.
He had to watch all of that.
Right. Trying to get him to rehab and this, that, and the other. It's crazy. Anyway, if you want to check it out, I would recommend it. It's there on Netflix, a.k.a. Charlie Sheen.
Good luck, Charlie. All right. In honor of Charlie, we're going to have a non-alcoholic cocktail tonight. Kat, what do we have?
We are having an actual alcoholic cocktail with mandarin vodka, Cointreau lime. It bled blood orange
what
juice.
Is it?
But I did. It's a mandarin Cosma.
Ooh. Kitty Cat loves a Cosmo. What's in it again?
It is mandarin vodka, Cointreau lime. I just did regular orange juice and a splash of cranberry.
That is very tasty.
It is tasty.
Woo!
Because it's really not too sweet.
No, it's kind of perfect.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you, Kat.
You're welcome.
All right, this week we were bumpered in with a band that Spotify is going to yank us off for called Coral Grief. Not Coral Reef, Coral Grief. Formed in 2020 from Seattle, Washington. Lena Farr Morrissey on vocals and bass. Sam Faison on guitar. And Cam Hancock on drums. Coral Grief released their first full-length album in July of this year called Air Between Us. The song we were bumping in with today called Rock Hounds, one of many great tunes on this album. Coral Grief, they're just my cup of tea. Female dream pop, I love it. Cool grooves, melodic vocals, clean guitar, just kind of cruises through the eardrums. Go on YouTube and listen to Coral Grief.
They've been here. They were here for the Garden Grove Brewing Company, Richmond, back in May of 2024.
Get out of here.
Their latest offering, Coral Grief, with Sleeper's Bell, October 24th, there at Cole's Bar in Chicago, Illinois.
Bring it. Check out Coral Grief wherever you get your music. And thank everybody for hanging out on the back porch. We'll see y'all down the road.
See ya.